970 KBUL.
Top of the order for the Mustangs here in the third inning, and a Mustang lead is 2-1. It's Justin Reed followed by Mike Jones, and then Brandon Menchaca. Anybody gets on, it's Micah McKinnon's turn. First pitch to Reed, try to bunt, does it down the first base side, gets past the pitcher, he grabs, throws, not in time. Drag bunt there and a beauty for Justin Reed. He gets the base hit to start the third inning. Sogley came off the mound. The ball got by him toward the second baseman. He ran after it, barehanded the thing, but not in time to get a speedy Justin Reed. And there's a third hit today for the Mustangs, and here comes Mike Jones to the plate, grounded out to short his first time. 2-1 Mustangs. Reed a good lead at first. Here's a pitch to Jones. Fastball caught the outside corner, and strike one. Aaron Hulbert going through signs. See if he's asking Mike Jones to bunt here. Justin Reed off of first base. And Reed on the year, 4 of 8 stolen bases. Pitch to Jones is low for a ball, 1-1. So at this point, Aaron Hulbert not asking Mike Jones to bunt. Signs have gone through again. Here's the pitch to Jones and a fly ball to center field. Going back Estill near the track, but he's got plenty of room and he makes the catch. And Reed hustles back to first. So one down for Brandon Menchaca. And Brandon flied out to right field his first time up, so he's 0 for 1. One out and one on for the Mustangs in the third. 2-1, the Mustangs lead. Two runs on three hits thus far. A run on one hit for the White Sox. So Josh Raven so far doing a very good job. Perhaps his best outing to this point of the season. There's a throw to first base. Reed scampers back to the bag. And I say scampers because Gary Houck, our engineer, loves that word. Here's the pitch. Menchaca takes that for strike at the knees. 0-1 on Brandon Menchaca. Brandon's had problems with a sore shoulder this year, and then a strained knee has kept him on the lineup the last handful of games. Here's the pitch to him, and he fouls that one right back toward us, and the count is 0-2. Ball comes off the roof and heads back toward the infield, and the bat boy runs out to get that one. So Reed at first, two strikes on Menchaca. Let's see if maybe Justin might be moving here. Stokely shaking off a sign. The big 6'6" left-hander, quick throw to first and back in time is Justin Reed at first base. Justin Reed was the subject of our interview last night for the pregame. We never got to hear from him because of the rainout. Here's the pitch, and that's taken for strike three by Brandon Menchaca. Like Ronnie Oregon says, a different approach is needed for Brandon with two strikes. Can't let those kinds of pitches go by. Here's Michael McKinnon, who flied out weakly to left field his first time up. Menchaca's got Reed at first base. Now it's a pretty good bet that Reed might be moving. The shift is on for McKinnon. By the way, Mac hits lefties very well. Maybe might be bunting here. Here's the pitch to him, and that's taken for a strike. Normally, at least in the second half of the season, and again for the most part, speaking in general terms here, McKinnon has tried to bunt when that shift is on. There's nobody to field the ball down the third base line. Pitch to him, and that's away for a ball. 1-1. So the shift is on. Shortstop is on the right field side of second base. Mullenhauer is playing in the hole in right, and the center fielder Estill has moved over toward right as well. Third baseman Rutherford playing where the shortstop normally plays. Here's a pitch to McKinnon. Long fly ball to deep right field. Sanchez up to the wall. He looks up. It is gone. Two-run shot from McKinnon, and the Mustangs take a 4-1 lead. To feel so good for Michael McKinnon. He has slumped badly down the stretch here of the season, but It's his 11th home run of the year, 54 RBIs now for McKinnon. That one was no doubt. So the Mustangs, with a two-run shot by McKinnon, take a 4-1 lead over the White Sox, and now Kyle Mauna steps in. Kyle, his first time up, walked and scored. Wound up by Stoegele, and here's a pitch to Maunas, and that caught the outside corner for a strike. So the shift for McKinnon made no difference there for the White Sox. He deposited that thing over the right field wall. Here's a pitch to Maunas, and that caught the outside corner. Boy, those don't look like strikes from here. And Maunas upset with the call. We got a great angle on it right above home plate here in the booth. Those two both look like they're outside, to be honest with you. So Kyle's got a battle from 0-2 now. Two outs. Here's the pitch by Stoegele, and there's a fly ball in the shallow right, calling for it. Mullenhauer in the grass, and he makes the catch to retire the side. Mustangs, though, get a couple of runs on the two-run shot by Michael McKinnon and make it 4-1 after three. Scoreboard brought to you by St. Vincent Healthcare on the Mustangs Radio Network.